Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa. Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature dad hat and cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
But we do have breaking news of sorts because Kyle Shanahan is speaking to the media as part of OTAs for the first time this offseason. And among the things that he said, Ricky Pearsall's hurt. Ricky Pearsall has a hamstring injury and will not return until training camp.
Oh, boy.
That's in late July.
Right.
That's in August.
Training camp.
Yes. We're about to be in June, so there will be no June and there will not be much of a July. This is essentially saying that for the next 8 weeks or so, Ricky Pearsall, OTAs, mini camp, and then who knows after that, but Ricky Pearsall is down with a hamstring injury and will be missing the off-season activities.
That is really bad news.
It's terrible news.
For a team that is already, in my opinion, thin at wide receiver, and you're trying to continue to develop that rapport with Brock Purdy. The rapport you couldn't develop last year because he got shot. So you get shot, you miss a big portion of the season, and now this year you come out and you've got a hammy, and if you look at training camp and, you know, just trying to put the puzzle pieces together, and, you know, this might call for an emergency text to Dr. Nirav Pandya to get his thoughts. But if you have a hamstring injury in May and you're going to be out until July, and that's 2 months, that to me feels like grade two, if not even more severe, if you're going to miss that much time.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I hear what you're saying based on, quote, that much time, but there are no games between now and then. So it's also, as we always hear, hamstring injuries are so tricky. There's a high level of recurrence. So this could be something where it's like, oh, actually, he'd only be out 2 weeks or whatever if this were a game week. But why would we push this? Why would we push this for minicamp?
That's fair.
You know what I mean? So it may just be one of those things where they're like, let's play this really, really safe. And Ricky, you'll do your stuff off to the side as we ramp you up. And let's have you ready for the last few days of the month of July. It may be that. But I'm not dismissing what you're saying at all. I am huge, huge Ricky Pearsall fan. I am very high on where Ricky can go this year. I think he can absolutely be their number one receiver. That's my baseline right now for Ricky Pearsall, and there's no reason I see for concern yet unless this does in some way bleed into stuff that actually matters for the 49ers, because that is not a position where they can afford to lose one of their top guys out of the gate of the season.
Yeah, and the date where it really starts to matter is July 25th. You're right, the opening of camp. So if it's just a couple more weeks of this off-season stuff, then, yeah, you don't want to rush him back. So it could just be a minor grade one where you're just going to hold him out as a precaution. And after 2 weeks, well, you're done for the summer anyway until July. So not necessarily totally alarming, but just bad news to have an off-season that went pretty much the way you had hoped. Your quarterback got done. Your tight end got done. Your linebacker came back. He's done. Whatever free agent moves you did, heck, you found yourselves a new punter and you drafted a bunch of guys. today was supposed to be a day of all positive news, and now it comes out that he's got a hamstring. That's a bummer.
Okay, I got a little bit more on it. Okay, Kyle Shanahan said Pearsall, he used the word tweaked. He tweaked his hamstring.
Okay.
Okay, not likely to practice in full until training camp starts in July. And then, you know, they talk about a couple other players who are dealing with a little of this or a little of that. But they use the word tweaked, which I think makes it, that leans a little bit in the direction of this is precautionary. No?
Perhaps. I mean, I wonder if Steph Curry's would have been characterized as a tweak. And ultimately, I'm sure Ricky Pearsall will get an MRI as soon as today. And it will either be revealed or not revealed the relative grade of said tweak.
I don't know if it happened today, but he was working today, but on the side.
All right.
So he was working out today, but not in the 7-on-7 drills. The Niners' top three receivers, want to take a guess? Top three receivers today.
Are we doing stats?
We're 7-on-7 drills.
May 29th.
No. Just who went out there to be their receivers? I'm not talking about who got catches.
Oh, I thought you had numbers.
Just like who they sent out there.
Gotcha.
Who they sent out there as their 1, 2, and 3.
Well, Juwan Jennings.
That's correct.
Jacob Cowing.
That's correct.
And I would guess DeMarcus Robinson.
Very good. Those are your top three receivers. There you go.
Yeah. Nice. I mean, it's exciting. And you've got Cowing, who barely played last year. Juwan, man, he had a monster year. And DeMarcus Robinson, who I would anticipate gets suspended for 2, maybe 3 games. His DUI, I was looking at some of the details yesterday, it involved him going 100 miles an hour.
That's not okay.
No. Not only is a DUI not okay, but when you add in an extreme high rate of speed.
That's how people get killed.
Correct.
Yeah.
And you know, we've seen it before, Henry Ruggs and others. So
still in jail.
Correct.
Yeah.
So if I were the Niners, I would be anticipating 3 games. I don't even know when that will be handed down. But
yeah, I don't know.
You know, he could be, when he comes back, he could be a very productive receiver for him.
No doubt. Yeah. So anyway, that's kind of the baseline, and we'll have more from what Kyle Shanahan said as we kind of watch it all unfold on social media and as the Niners start to post things. But Kyle just started talking about a half hour ago. And so some of the nuts and bolts of that we'll have throughout the day. But that's the lead. Ricky Pearsall's got a hamstring injury. Probably not going to participate with the team for OTAs and minicamp over the next couple of weeks. But late July, they'll ramp him back up and he should be fine unless there's some sort of a setback between now and then.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Mm.
Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa. Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hat and cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.